Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It was a very grim Monday. Tuesday, I was a transition day. After a horrible loss by the Eagles on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And today is a glorious new day.
Wednesday.
A glorious new day has dawned upon the sports city of Philadelphia. I am thrilled to be able to announce. I believe I speak for many people who have not already fallen or are about to fall in love with our newest superstar, James Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler, I'm like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Jimmy Butler. When I fall, do I fall hard?
You do, and it sometimes is scary.
A little awkward.
It's.
Do you know what
awkward.
I did walking in here? I was humming. Love is in the air.
Oh God! Could you get it? There's some updated versions.
I love this kid, Al, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when somebody comes into our sports city and they already understand what we're about, it's beautiful. John Johnson is with us today because he is the Sixers in this city. And we're thrilled to have you today and tomorrow, John, before Jimmy makes his debut tonight in Orlando and tomorrow to analyze his immediate impact on our basketball team. You were there for the news conference.
I was.
You are a born and bred Philadelphian. Tell me what you felt.
Honestly, if it weren't for public perception, I could have cartwheeled into the team facility. You have no idea how great it feels to go from, at the beginning of the year, you know how the season's going to end before it begins.
Oh, yeah.
To now knowing you have no idea. Honestly, the sky can become the limit. It's such a beautiful feeling.
It was this kid, Al. If we sat him down, we've been doing this 30 years. Mm-hmm. If we sat him down and said, Jimmy, here's the way you need to approach the first news conference if you want to connect with the city. There's no way I could have scripted it better than what he delivered yesterday. Al, he hid from no questions. The contrast in his news conference yesterday and the BS being slung over at the NovaCare complex by those two coordinators,
wow,
who I'll get to in a few minutes. Those guys are dead to me. You understand, Al? Schwartz and Groh are dead to me. This guy is how you talk to our city.
Will you be delivering a pecan pie?
Oh.
Pecan pie. If Jimmy needs me to be his butler, I will be Jimmy Butler's butler. That's how much I love the way he came across yesterday. And understand now, Rhea just handed me this from SB Nation,
mm-hmm,
right? And this is a woman, right, Rhea?
From Minnesota. That's the Minnesota version of SB Nation.
All right, but this is a woman saying this?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Jimmy Butler, Minnesota, he just left the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler is an absolute a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote this yesterday.
But she was a fan. That you have to read the whole thing, not just the stuff I highlighted.
I see the a-hole. I don't need to read that much.
Oh, well, that's usually what happens.
Yeah. The difference
thank you. Here we go. Okay. We didn't do enough yesterday with the donkey and the sheep. Anyway, let's focus. This is an exciting day. Did you feel when you were in that room, John, this guy gets it? This guy, maybe they hated him in Minnesota. Maybe they hated him in Chicago. But this guy belongs here.
Oh, instantly.
Honestly, I did.
No exaggeration. I did feel that way.
All right. Let me illustrate what we're talking about here, because when you hear this stuff, you're going to love this kid the way we do. And we haven't even seen him play yet. I'll start. Boy, what better place to start than to talk in our blue-collar city about having a work ethic?
I really take great pride in that, knowing that I'm basically in control of my own destiny when it comes to being out there on the basketball floor. I love to work. I love to grind. I've always been like that.
Wow. Al, I love to work. I love to grind. Yep. I've always been like that.
First one in, last man out.
Al, I'm not here to tell you his whole life story.
No, I know.
But at 13 years old, his mom basically told him to get out of the house, right? She didn't like the way he looked, whatever the hell that means. And that kid was homeless for most of his teen years. And then he was taken in his senior high school season by somebody, and they took care of him until he could go to college and then get to the big leagues. This kid has not come up the way a lot of these privileged athletes have. Al, he came up the hard way, and he learned something. And what he learned was, if you're going to be a success, you've got to make it yourself. This is a beautiful story. John, am I telling the story correctly?
You are correct.
This is a guy, Al, who earned it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even think that, you know what's amazing about it? He doesn't even think he's that talented. Now, I don't know, from what I've seen him, John, he's talented, right?
He's very talented.
He says he's not that talented. Listen.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not the most talented guy. I'm not the best shooter. I'm not the fastest runner or the highest jumper. I just think that I just play hard. Like, I want to do whatever it is that my team asks for me to do to help us win as many games as possible.
At that moment, John, did you have an urge to jump up, run up onto the podium and hug him? Because I did. I was listening to it. I was at ESPN's broadcast live. I ran up to my TV screen and kissed it. That is beautiful. Because I think he is talented.
He said everything you want to hear.
Oh, my God. But it didn't sound like it was scripted.
Right.
It sounded like it was coming from the heart. Like he meant what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not that impressed. I'm looking at you. You're not overly impressed.
I wanted this guy all along.
No.
I just think he's going to be.
I'm analyzing what he said yesterday.
You're a big guy on what they say.
Doesn't mean anything to you.
Wow, that was a shot at you.
Why do they hold a news conference?
To make everybody feel good.
To introduce us to the kid.
Yeah, to make you feel good about it.
What he said was beautiful.
It was wonderful, but he's got issues. I mean, that's not one city, it's two.
Yeah.
Already,
and I think
already you're peeing on my parade.
Oh, no, I think it's going to be 3 years of heaven.
3 years?
Yeah, I think.
I'll take
exactly.
3 years.
That's all you want.
Why
no,
would
I'll
you?
3 years is perfect.
You went out star hunting. Mm-hmm. You got the star.
I'll take 3 years of heaven.
I
don't even have them down for three, but I'll take it. I'm worried about now. Next year, I'm not too sure. Next year, he's going to have his money. I don't know how he's going to be next year.
Angelo's not concerned with the pattern.
No, I'm not.
Because it's not going to be short term. It's because this year is going to be brilliant.
Jimmy Butler has been a member of our sports community for 2 or 3 days. All right, Al?
Yeah.
And yet, he already understands the city he played in. Plays in. Listen to this.
I know that this city thrives and loves guys that just compete and work hard and want to win. If you haven't been able to tell by now, I think I'm that guy that just competes and just wants to win at a very high level. So I look forward to it.
All right. Now, I want to get to this is something that always happens at a news conference, and you never get a good answer like Jimmy's. All right? They go, Jimmy, what kind of guy are you? What do you like? And they'll go, I'm just pretty much an ordinary guy. Jimmy rolls out who he is. Al, he gives you specifics on what he likes in his world. And most of it's basketball. We know
yes,
that.
Yes, that's a good
but
thing.
But listen to how beautifully he answers this question.
I don't do much, to tell you the truth. I love dominoes. I do that probably more often than anything. Some cards. What else? Still love country music. I still do drive a minivan. So if y'all see that rolling down the street, I'm for sure in it. That's basically it. That's me in a nutshell.
No one answers stuff that well. Maria, I'm looking at Ava Graham. She had not heard all this. Ava is like really excited right now. She even like, you like the minivan, huh? She loved the minivan. Maria.
Yes.
You can't script that.
Well, that's the point is it's not scripted.
It's real. It's
yes.
real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the guy Central Casting, Philadelphia Sports. Central Casting. This is what we love.
The moment a grown male admits he drives a minivan willingly, that tells you everything you need to know about
it. It's beautiful. All right, now, Al, I'm going to put you in a situation.
Yes.
Because this was another thing I loved about Jimmy yesterday. I'm going to ask you about one of his troubled teammates. He's been on the team 2 days. He has barely met these players.
Right.
Would you tackle the issue of Markelle Fultz?
Well,
2 days into your tenure, before you've played a game with the team, would you tackle that issue?
No.
You would not tackle it?
No. I'd say, well, I'm going to see. No.
Anybody in the world would say, I need some time to play with these guys. I'll give you my read down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy plowed right into the Fultz issue without hesitation. Listen.
He's a talented young player. I think that from what I can tell, a lot of things are mental. In this league, I think 90% of it is mental. If you think you can do something, you really can.
He diagnosed the kid. I don't even think he has like a degree in psychology. He diagnosed Markel Fultz.
Yeah. It's
one.
You don't think that's
Al's
good?
Worried.
You worried
Hold
about
on.
That?
Now, I can't. This whole, I'm calling this Jimmy Butler Day.
Yeah.
But I'm sensing that you're going to ruin it for
no,
us.
Not, no, I think
well,
the team's going to be.
Tell me what is your hesitation. Does anybody out there hesitate? Are you hearing this? Tell me what's bothering you.
When they're going to get rid of Fultz.
Oh, that's inevitable.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. Mm-hmm. We can't. Fultz is going to. There's a betting site.
Yep.
EU.com. Okay, there's a list of players you can bet on who he'll make cry first on the Sixers, right?
There's a bet on that?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah.
And Fultz, literally
oh,
tears?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And
Al, is Ben Simmons second?
No, but Fultz is right. Like 10,000 more than anybody else.
See what Rhea just said?
What?
A lot of people are speculating, Al, that he won't even bother with Fultz.
Yeah.
That the guy he's going to get under the skin of is Simmons.
No
but it won't
doubt.
Matter.
And that may well be true, Rhea.
Yeah.
May well be true, because Simmons doesn't like to shoot, right? And Jimmy, when Jimmy gives him the ball wide open and Simmons doesn't take the shot, John.
I don't think you're going to have that. It's going to be the other way around.
Yeah, he's going to take
right. it. Well, that'll be great.
Butler's going to love it because
that'll
Simmons
be
will never shoot the ball. He will set right. him up perfectly.
And Simmons doesn't want to shoot it anyway.
No, exactly.
So we'll get it to somebody who can't shoot
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
This is going to be great.
This
it's going to be great.
Gonna be great.
It was Christmas morning. All I could
Absolutely.
Think about was Christmas Day
Absolutely.
When the Sixers roll into Boston with this guy.
All right, I got to play one more, Al, because this is something that very few players can carry off,
mm-hmm.
and that is humor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jimmy also is funny. All right, Al, one of the big issues, he wants the ball a lot,
mm-hmm.
but Simmons has the ball a lot, and Embiid needs the ball a lot. How are you going to do that with one ball? And listen to how he's going to solve that problem.
If I need the ball, I'll go steal it.
He's funny, too. But finally, Al, because there is an elephant in the room.
What is it?
Well, he hasn't gotten along well with his teammates.
Yeah.
He publicly lambasted the two young players in Minnesota, Towns and Wiggins. And, a lot of people are assuming that the similar things are going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So he was real clear. I want you to pay close. No one in the history of Philadelphia sports has ever made the statement Jimmy's about to make. He talks about being a teammate.
I love my teammates. I don't think there's too many of them that'll tell you that I'm a bad teammate, but people get whatever they want to say out. It is what it is, but I think that I'm an incredible human being, teammate, and I'll show that to the guys that are here.
Al? Did you pick up the historic moment in there?
Human being?
Yep. Joe, one more time.
I think that I'm an incredible human being.
That's the one thing I have reservations with in the entire press conference.
Yeah, really?
Someone touting themselves like that. I don't care for that.
Hold on a minute. I evaluated that driving in today.
Because mm-hmm.
I went, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, John. Deep down. I think I'm an incredible human being.
I think that I'm an incredible human being.
Deep down, I think it's a pretty short look.
All right, keep quiet. John, deep down,
uh-huh.
you have a lot of self-confidence. You think you're a pretty darn good
sure,
guy,
sure,
right?
But nobody wants
don't
to hear you say it.
Don't most of us say it into
They don't
ourself.
Say it out loud.
Al, do you think you're a pretty incredible human being?
The only way I'm anything good deep down is if they bury me 7 feet under.
Because Sixers. All right,
do you know what was great about
we
the comment?
We all think we're incredible human beings.
Yeah, what was
we
great?
Don't announce it at our news cameras, but we believe it.
He said that, but then later on said he's very humble.
Right.
I agree with both comments.
Yeah. At least today.
I love this kid.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't have asked for anything more.
You could not. It's not possible.
You love him for what you do.
I can't detach that.
Not just that. No, this makes the whole team.
No, this
I can't
is
wait to
the
watch
guy.
The game.
Me either.
I can't wait to watch
Me it. Me either.
I will give you guys this. And speaking to several people around the NBA and some former teammates, he wants everybody on the team to work as hard as he does.
Yes!
He does not like when he sees guys slacking off, showing up just on time, leaving right at practice ends. He does not care for that. Jimmy Butler, he's exactly what he described. He doesn't
I
do
love
anything.
Jimmy Butler.
He lives
Jimmy...
and breathes basketball, and he wants everybody else to do
so
the
John,
same.
So, John, who isn't he going to like on the team?
Ooh.
Who
Go
doesn't
ahead,
work hard
it.
Enough?
I know.
Who are you I'm just hinting at, Rhea?
I'm just curious if he... And it could be that his talent is just so good, he makes it seem like he doesn't work as hard, but I'm wondering if that's Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's that'll be up for debate.
All right, we will watch that very closely. I'm just going to say this. I want to say bravo to Jimmy Butler. I want to say bravo to Brett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because all this garbage about Elton Brand made this trade. He didn't make this trade. Brett Brown made this trade.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Brown.
Don't forget
the,
Josh Harris.
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget Josh Harris.
He apparently met with the owner.
That's right.
Now, even Harris did not sound as dumb as usual yesterday. All right, that's the best I can summon
Stars
for Harris.
Stars will do that.
But yeah. I love. He did helicopter in, Alan.
Oh, I heard him come.
Three more soccer games.
We
had
knew
to be
when
canceled.
He was there. 20 of 11. You hear him show up.
But the bar. I need your initial thoughts. If you didn't see it, you heard it now. I gave you the highlights of Jimmy Butler. How do you feel about that? And we are going to open up now on NovaCare Rehab Prize Wheel. And the way you get on today, this is such a fun topic. The best talkers in Philadelphia sports, past or present, Al, guys you could count on to give you a real cut, quote, soundbite, you name it. Somebody that could talk great. And boy, we had some of the best. In fact, he's reminding me of one. As I listened to him yesterday,
I think that I'm an incredible human being.
I do too, Jimmy. 888-729-9494. The best talkers get on the board today. Boy, we got some great stuff on here too. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time, 6:50.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.